Welcome to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, Albuquerque Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Swope Real Estate. Your host, David Swope, will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national scene, whether it's got two wheels or four wheels, pavement and off-road racing, or park and shine. If you are into it, we are into it. Call now, 994-1017. That's 994-1017 to get into all the action. Now, here's your host, David Swope.
Good morning. It's Saturday morning. That means it's time for the New Mexico Motorsports Report. I'm your host, David Swope, and we'll be talking about automotive and related motorsports activities around the state and on the national scene. Whether it has two wheels or four, asphalt or dirt track racing, off-road or park and shine, we'll be talking about it. This is New Mexico's only show devoted to motorsports related activities for the full hour here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. And you got a question or you want to get involved in the show, because we got a lot of good guests today. You can always call us on the Yearwood Performance text line, or actually text us on the text line. You can call us, but we're not going to answer. And it'll come directly to the computer right here. Also want to, you know, say hi to everybody who's joining us on Facebook Live. Thank you, RJ, for hooking that up, and Kelly for coming in this morning. We've got a lot of great stuff. Of course, we're going to start talking some road racing today. John Haverland's coming on. He's going to be talking about some the 24-hour, Rolex 24-hour. And let me tell you, there's some big names in there. They won a lot of races. Of course, the biggest name in the number 48 is going to be Jimmy Johnson starting his road racing career. So we're going to talk about that a little bit later, as well as we're going to be joined by Ed Fennell with Z-Max. And Z-Max, of course, sells a lot of racing products, and so he's going to tell us a little bit about what's going on there and, of course, their involvement with Speedway Motorsports. Spencer Hill is going to be joining us talking a little bit of road racing out in Vegas. So hopefully he's awake, right? You know, didn't have too fun of a night last night. So anyway, we'll catch up what's going on there. Plus, you know, we might have some news that's going on in NASCAR, because believe it or not, we're just about 2 weeks out. Man, I mean, this was the fastest off season I think that we've been. As far as, you know, maybe it's just everything's kind of slowed down in our brains, RJ.
Yeah.
You know, because of the whole, you know, COVID thing, that, you know, it's like, you know, a day feels like a week, right, normally. But in this case, there was so many things going on, so many changes going on, that that it seemed to go faster. I'd like to start off the show publicly offering you an apology for being a sports fan, you know, because it's a fanatic, right? So for I was a little fanatical. I will admit it. My Chiefs are in the second consecutive Super Bowl. It's the kid, which is ridiculous, against the GOAT, who is also ridiculous, by the way. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I have to apologize, because as a homer, I texted you after that game and said, I am very disappointed with the Bills Mafia and basically the team, you know, being poor sports. And you very nicely said what?
I said, look back at the tape. You actually rewatched the entire game.
Right.
Look back. It's both ways. There's a reason why this is a gladiator sport, and both teams are kind of
right.
Spicing up, where obviously the favorite being the Chiefs and the underdog being the Bills, kind of having a punch up.
Right.
And it was chippy at most points, but overall it was a good game on both sides. It just, at the end, of course, whenever it's one kind of play, that kind of throws the whole thing out of proportion. But overall, it was a good game, and congratulations, Dave. I'm rooting for you guys, of course, throughout the entirety, and let's see if they get the win.
Not only do I appreciate that from, you know, the level of you thought the Bills were going to win that game, or maybe hoping, but on the flip side, being a Raiders fan, and to be able to, because what's funny about within divisions, a lot of times, you're never going to root for your own division, right? You don't want somebody in your own division to do better than you, but I'm like you. I want to show how strong our division is and have somebody win. So anyway,
I'm not rooting for the Broncos. Lately, you know, the Chiefs I respect.
Okay,
there's levels.
All right. so that makes complete sense. But hey, let's talk about some car shows. We got the Unser Racing Museum event calendar. We don't really have any updates as far as the Dragway, Sandia Speedway, Votto, any of those alien. Their schedules are posted. We've talked about them a couple of times. Southwest Drift Social, we talked about their schedule. So let's go right into car shows, or we should call them car cruises, because that's what we're doing now. What's on the agenda? Anything for this weekend?
Yeah, car cruises and virtual car shows are what we've been doing recently. And I love, so of course, trying to look on all the major websites and seeing what posts everything. Most of the time, it's just going to be on Facebook is where you find all these car shows. And they just said straight up, Sunday, January 31st at 1:30, it's going to be, I'm calling it the Rio Doso Cruise, just because they're meeting at the AutoZone in Rio Doso and starting their own little cruise. And hopefully they get a good amount of people turn up, but it's something that they are kind of, even though the kickoff cruise is actually next weekend, they're like, you know what, let's just throw something together, let's get a good group of people, and let's enjoy our cars. So that's one thing I'm really excited that a lot of people are kind of taking into their own hands, where, hey, we can enjoy out the store whenever much. So.
Well, and I agree with you, and just want to remind people, because you made a good point there, hey, just tag us on Facebook.
For sure.
I mean, and it'll get us on there. So maybe we don't, you know, have to go looking for everyone, but if you just tag us, you know, we're going to see it. And you know, if it's within New Mexico or it's within, yeah, I mean, even stuff over in Arizona, if it's a, you know, 6 hour, 7 hour drive, you know, over in Tucson, I mean, send it to us. I mean, and so all you got to do is tag us at NM Motorsports Report, on Facebook, and you would make it onto the Unser Racing Museum event calendar. What do we got coming up in February? Anything we should be marking the calendar for?
So February, like I gave a little mention to it, but this is kind of what it's known for. That's going to be the kickoff cruise. It's going to be February 6th. So of course, coming up next week, I mean, it's right around the corner, Dave. And it's a kickoff cruise at 3 p.m. They're going to get everyone together kind of on First Street South to I-40 all the way to Summer Street. So it's kind of their way of, you know, unfortunately, we don't have any like the big events that we were traditionally used to, but we're going to do this as kind of our kickoff cruise and hopefully more build from there. And we just have some fun events coming up here in February.
Well, and what you're kind of referring to is Super Nationals.
I try not to say.
Yeah, and Super Nationals, and it has always been a kickoff. So here's the thing that we're going to do to help with, you know, all the people that are suffering from no Super Nationals this year, all right? There's a couple of things. One, this kickoff cruise is typically on Super Nationals weekend because we all know that it's on Super Bowl weekend, typically. The other thing we're going to do is we're going to have the Couch Potato Car Show on Tuesday. Not only that, we're going to have it at Yearwood. So typically, a lot of times, you know, Yearwood has a big booth, right? And a big booth at Super Nationals, you can go and you can find out all the new products, you know, see what they're doing. I mean, because Jim is always up to something new. You know, he's always got new stuff. You know, with that bubble, they had that the bubble thing for you, that you can put your car in. It'll keep the dust off of it. You know, they've had, you know, of course, they're carrying superchargers now, you know, in stock. I mean, all kinds of different things they're doing. But this way, we're going to have like a little Super Nationals Yearwood booth that we're going to do on Tuesday night, 6 p.m. We're going to come to you live on Facebook, the Couch Potato Car Show from Yearwood. Now, if you remembered, that was the first one you did. And, man, you were like the roving reporter, man, walking around the store. I mean, that was the biggest promo, advertiser promo we've ever done. Because we talk on this show about, like, all of the hoses and fittings and the different colors and all that kind of stuff. You were literally able to scan two whole aisles of stuff.
Oh, completely. No, went around the entire store and kind of said, like, hey, whenever y'all want me to stop, let's talk about it. And it was just an amazing thing to say. And probably since, of course, that show, but probably since a few weeks, they had some changes, knowing how much they put into Yearwood. So
absolutely,
it's going to be a fun thing to talk about, and I'm excited for Tuesday for sure.
Yeah, and so that's the 341 Eubank. Of course, we all know where it is. It's south of I-40 on Eubank. If people were to cruise by,
okay,
for the show,
that happens.
I think we could maybe shoot a picture of their car and put it up on a Couch Potato Car Show. Okay,
a little drive-by.
So anyway, okay, it's a drive-by, exactly. Not a car show. This is not a direct ask. I'm not, you know, all I'm saying is if you cruise by, we probably have a camera. We're probably going to get you on the show. So anyway, just saying. So Tuesday at 6 p.m., Facebook Live at Couch Potato Car Show. That's all you got to do. Not only that, we're going to give away stuff. Where do you get to watch a show, right? A game show, if you will, and you actually win stuff. I mean, right there. So you could win, you know, we've been giving away Yearwood beanies, you know, t-shirts, we've been giving away, you know, frozen yogurt, we've been giving away food. As a matter of fact, we're going to have some ZMAC products, and coming up a little bit later is Ed Fennell with ZMAC on the show. We're going to give away, you know, some products there. We're going to give away all kinds of new stuff. As a matter of fact, if you wanted a custom-painted race helmet, there's going to be a chance to win a gift certificate towards that.
Oh, that's new. That's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, dude, we are blowing up. And if you want to get involved with your business, you can. Just send us an email to couchpotatocarshow@gmail.com. It's that simple. As cheap as $50. And we're reaching, you know, what, thousands of people internationally now? So, anyway, that, you know, nice promo on that. The only other thing I wanted to mention is we added to our schedule NHRA. So I appreciate, RJ, you doing that. NHRA gets started March 11th through the 14th at the Gator Nationals in Gainesville Raceway. So Florida seems to be the place to be, you know, because they're going to have NASCAR's there, got three races, including the Daytona Road Course, which, of course, we're going to see this weekend with the Rolex 24. So we got a whole lot more going on the other side. Of course, we're going to get started talking about the Rolex 24 on the other side with John Haberlin. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio.
101.7, The Team.
Hey, race fans. This is NASCAR team owner, Coach Joe Gibbs. You're listening to David Slope on New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN Radio, 101.7, The Team.
Lip Doris, owner of Happy Days Motor Company, thanking you, Albuquerque, for an amazing first year of business, and to personally invite you to stop by and take advantage of our stunning inventory with over 100 incredible vehicles in stock. With qualifying vehicles backed by our 3-month, 3,000-mile Happy Choice Guarantee and lending solutions for all credit situations, we're excited to show you why Happy Days is more than a name. Visit us online at happydaysmotorco.com or in person on the corner of San Mateo and Constitution, 2 Street Lights South of I-40.
Make New Mexico grass-fed beef part of your holiday season and New Year resolution. C4 Farms in the Chama Valley of North Central New Mexico will do just that. C4 Farms cattle spend their entire lives grazing on a mix of irrigated pastures and native rangeland. Tommy and Jessica Casados are part of a family that has been raising cattle on this small farm near Chama for 7 generations. The end result is healthy, nutritious, and delicious beef. Order online. Free delivery available on $100 orders or more. C4FarmsBeef.com. That's C4FarmsBeef.com.
I know what my New Year's resolution is.
I'm going to bet it involves American Home Furniture Outlet and Clearance Center.
Of course it does. Since it's a new year and I have a new attitude, I want my surroundings to reflect that.
Let me guess. Happy, happy, and happy?
Right. Bright and positive. And American has all I need to create a more productive, relaxing, and re-energizing space.
Agreed. We can shop living room, home office, storage, dining room, rugs, patio, and more.
And right now during the New Year's event, there are store-wide savings.
I love savings. Plus, American Home has 3 ways to shop safely.
In-store with a personal shopper, chat, text with them online, or schedule a virtual appointment. And AmericanHome.com, of course, is open 24/7.
Yeah, not only do they have amazing prices, but shipping is free.
American Home is locally owned, and the money we spend stays right here in New Mexico.
Sounds like the best of both worlds. The largest selection of in-stock furniture in the state at the lowest guaranteed prices, and we're supporting the community.
Let's go to the American Home Furniture Outlet and Clearance Center, I-25 in Comanche.
Sam Hauser here, and when I needed new glasses, I called my friends at Casey Optical 2. They helped me pick out great frames that fit my style and made the process easy to get me back to seeing clearly, quickly. Casey Optical 2 is with you every step of the way, from eye exams to picking out the right glasses or contacts, repairs for when those accidents happen, and much more. Visit Casey Optical 2 at the corner of Moon and Manal. Give them a call at 219-3113 and online at caseyoptical2.com. That's caseyoptical2.com.
The Juliet Eye Institute, created by Dr. Robert F. Melendez, is accepting new patients for eye exams, LASIK, and cataract surgery. Call 355-2020 or visit julieteye.com. That's julieteye.com.
Matt Adelsberger here, owner of Water Extraction Experts. Unfortunate flood, fire damage, or possible mold in your home or business? Call us, the Water Extraction Experts. Providing service within the hour, friendly and professional technicians. Please think locally owned and operated. Water Extraction Experts.
250-6500. Hi, this is Al Unser Jr. You're listening to the ESPN Radio 101.7, The Team.
The pit stop is over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on Facebook and at nmmotorsportsreport.com. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, Albuquerque Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Swope Real Estate. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Hey, and RJ, we got a guy named Felipe Albuquerque racing this weekend. I mean, you were talking about there was a guy with the last name of Albuquerque who was a pitcher.
Yep, couldn't fit on the back of his jersey, man.
Really?
Well, hardly.
Well, my thoughts are, well, did you know that Pennsylvania is misspelled on the Liberty Bell?
Really?
Yeah, you should check that out. There's only one N. Right? So, I mean, because Albuquerque, you know,
Albuquerque.
I mean, yeah, can you imagine? It used to be a spelling word back in the second grade.
Oh, gosh.
Right? Can you believe that?
Failed.
So joining us now is John Haberlin. And the first thing I got to ask you, how long did it take you to spell Albuquerque right, John?
I'm going to admit it took me probably a couple of months.
Okay.
You know, if I were sending a text message to someone, I would just kind of say ABQ because everyone knows what that is.
You got to do it.
But hey. I've got it down now. I've had it down for the last 2 or 3 years, I would say.
Well, that's fantastic. Excited to hear you're coming back to the Desert Southwest. I want to wish you well on your travels and be safe coming out. Hopefully we'll hook up with you Tuesday night, get you on a little couch potato or something. But super excited, man. I started looking at the entry list for this weekend's, starting today, the Rolex 24 at Daytona, and some serious names. I mean, Scott Dixon, six-time IndyCar, including reigning champ. You got some Indy 500 winners in there of Helio Castroneves, Alexander Rossi, Sebastian Bourdais, four or five. Anyway, some big names. Chase Elliott, and one of the biggest names to be a crossover driver now is NASCAR retired seven-time champ Jimmy Johnson, who brought the number 48 over to road racing. Dude, how exciting is this to see all these multiple disciplines racing at one time?
Oh, yeah. I think it's always exciting when the Rolex 24 is, upcoming, because it's really the first major racing event, you know, on the calendar year for North America, you know, unless you count the Chili Bowl, of course, which was about 2 weeks ago.
Yep.
But I mean, this is like the first big deal, you know, the television production, you got drivers from all types of disciplines and from all around the world. And there's been so much turnover in the IMSA grid this off season. You got Wayne Taylor Racing, who's won the Rolex 24 the last 2 years. They're switching from Cadillac to Acura. You got Meyer Shank Racing, who was in the GTD class last year. They're now one of the Daytona prototypes. And like you mentioned, there's a lot of star power in this field this year. Jimmy Johnson, Chase Elliott, Austin Dillon. You know, those guys are NASCAR champions. You got, of course, like you said, Dixon. You got Rossi, Helio Castroneves. There's just so many champions, and you know, and that's not even touching on the actual IMSA champions, you know.
Right.
You got the Renger van der Zandes and Dane Camerons and, you know, so forth. So it's really a pretty stacked field this year.
Yeah, it's fantastic, and really excited about it. Now, you've been fortunate to cover live several different racing disciplines. I mean, you know, all the way from Formula One, I mean, even Formula E, NASCAR, and of course been to the 24-hour Rolex race. I was wondering if you might be able to kind of compare maybe the difference between a road racing group that you would see at a race with an IMSA crowd versus, say, a NASCAR crowd.
Yeah, sure. So the last time I was at Daytona was 2019, and I went twice that year. I went to the Rolex 24, and I went to the Daytona 500 a month later. And the Rolex 24, it almost kind of reminds me of being at the Indy 500, because you look around the infield and there's, you know, things are obviously different this year with the pandemic still ongoing, but I remember standing on the grid before the race. There's people from all around the world there. You know, obviously there's swarms of people around Fernando Alonso's car, I can recall. And it kind of reminded me of the Indy 500, because you do get race fans from all across the world. And you also get, you know, media members, obviously, working from the media center. You have, you know, there's German journalists, there's British ones, there's Japanese ones. So you really kind of it's really just a melting pot for the racing community. When you compare that to the Daytona 500, you know, the Daytona 500 is predominantly, American, you know, that's called the Great American Race. the crowd obviously is much bigger for the 500 though. With Rolex, it's primarily, you know, you got a few fans, in the grandstands on the front stretch, but most of the fun stuff for the spectators happens on the infield with the carnival, the Ferris wheel. So yeah, that's kind of the difference. Is I think for the motorsports purists, the Rolex 24 is the cooler event, but for people that like to go to like the grand sporting event with hundreds of thousands of people, then that's the Daytona 500.
I completely agree. I think that you also, when you compare, say, the Formula One race at COTA, that we were at last year, well, the year before, I guess you would actually have to say, but the last time that we could actually have media and crowds present, it's kind of a hybrid because it's, you know, in the middle of the United States at COTA, you definitely had more of an American feel as well, but in the paddock, you had a lot more of an international feel. So I think that the Formula One race at COTA kind of was a hybrid.
Yeah, I would say that's pretty accurate. Yeah, when it comes to like Indy 500 or the U.S. Grand Prix or the Rolex 24, I would say that there is a lot of similarities in the atmosphere there.
Also, talk about last time we were at COTA, you got that interview actually with Tony Stewart. Or covered Tony Stewart showing up and actually driving a car on COTA, driving a NASCAR car on COTA, and now that's going to happen this year. How exciting was that to be kind of a precursor to the announcement on that?
Yeah, I'll admit I didn't really think that was going to happen. I just thought it was going to be like a cool wish to have, you know, like what if NASCAR Cup cars were to race on Circuit of the Americas one day. And sure enough, it's going to happen. And I think Austin's a great city. I think it's going to be a great market for NASCAR. It doesn't kind of come at the cost of a race weekend up in Fort Worth at Texas Motor Speedway. Obviously, there'll be one cup race still, during the playoffs, and then the All-Star race is still going to transpire, and it'll be at Texas Motor Speedway. So they don't necessarily lose a date, but they do lose a points paying race that counts towards the championship. So I think it finally kind of, you know, worked itself out. And as for cup cars at COTA, I think that's going to be so cool to see. And you got all three series, actually. You got the trucks and Xfinity, too. It's going to be really fascinating. And I'm really very interested in how drivers use, like, the runoff areas. I know turn 19 is kind of it's the one right before the final turn, and you kind of got, like, it's almost like a right angle making a left turn, and you know, I think there's going to be a lot of runoff area that used by the NASCAR drivers. I also think of like the long curved backstretch coming to one of the sharp turns. That's going to be a great overtaking area. So yeah, Circuit of the Americas is a quality place if you've never been, and the racing will be great there too.
Well, and one of the other things to look forward to, and I think we can in some ways thank COVID for this, to be able to think different ways and think outside the box. Well, it's going to be more interesting to see dirt on Bristol and see the heavy stock cars on dirt at Bristol, or to see the heavy cars now, you know, at COTA, you know, and those sweeping fast turns, and whether they're actually going to be able to keep the car stuck to the ground.
I'm going to say I'm not too fascinated by the idea of racing, doing a dirt race at Bristol. It just kind of seems like even just the logistics of it, like removing the safer barriers and then putting down the layer of sawdust and then putting down the layer of dirt and, you know, trying to clean up the facility and trying to keep the track, raceable throughout the weekend. It just seems like it's more effort than what it's really worth. You know, I kind of have like this feeling that it'll disappoint a little bit. I mean, I could be totally wrong too. And if I am, I will stand corrected.
You're not alone in that. You're not alone in that estimation. Let's just say that. To me, it's almost like now it's maybe we've swung too far to the promoter side. That it's all about the eyeballs, and you better hope that it's not a complete disaster. And by complete disaster, I mean like somehow somebody getting hurt. I'm more concerned about that than I really am the optics of it, because they could just not do it next year. I mean, it's not that big a deal to me. But anyway, tell us a little bit about where people can follow your work. I know you got a new project you've been working on called the Circa Journal. Talk a little bit about that.
Sure. So you can follow me on Twitter at John Haverlin. So it's JohnHaverlin. It's all one word. You can also follow my new website I've been working on the last couple of months. As you know, it's thecircuitjournal.com, and you can follow that on Twitter at circuitjournal, all one word. Obviously, you got the New Mexico Motorsports Report website, and that's nmmotorsportsreport.com, and you can find us on Twitter at nmmreport. And, we'll be watching the first couple hours of the 24-hour this afternoon. Looking forward to it. And, feel free to follow along. If you're on the interwebs, I will be tweeting about this race for sure.
Interwebs. I love it. All right, John, hey, thank you for coming on this morning. And looking forward to seeing you next week, man.
Same. Look forward to seeing you as well. And we'll talk soon, okay?
Awesome, yeah. That was John Haverlin. Of course, you can check him out. There's a lot of correspondence for us, and has a new gig at the Circuit Journal, so you got to check that out. It's pretty cool, especially if you're into road racing, because the New Mexico Motorsports Report, we do cover a lot of local stuff as well as some NASCAR stuff, but probably don't give enough love to road racing. So with our alliance with them, now it's best of both worlds. All right, on the other side, we're going to be talking with Ed Fennell, with ZMAX, so we can learn a little bit more about some racing products and their involvement with Speedway Motorsports. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio.
101.7, The Team.
Hey, Albuquerque, this is Brian Urlacher. You're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report with David Swope on ESPN Radio, 101.7, The Team.
It's 4th and 12 to game. Time's ticking. You need a clutch play. Touchdown!
That's right. Julie here with Roadrunner Raven. We come through when you need us and where you need us, with superior concrete and reliable delivery. We use the highest quality mixes for every project, whether it's a foundation, a porch, sidewalk, or large office complex. Roadrunner has your project covered, so trust in us to quarterback your next concrete job. 891-0100. Roadrunner Ready Mix. 891-0100.
Inn of the Mountain Gods remains open and committed to your safety. Plan your cozy fall getaway to New Mexico's premier mountain resort and enjoy fun activities the whole family will love. For more information, visit innofthemountaingods.com.
ABC Preschool and Child Care will help first responders in these difficult times. That's ABC Preschool and Child Care. 4 locations, including Rio Rancho. Visit abcpre.com. That's abcpre.com.
Raquel here with JPR Decorative Gravel. I get asked the question if all we carry is decorative gravel. JPR does offer a large selection of decorative gravel, but we also carry base course, sand, crusher fine, flagstone, boulders, ecology blocks, parking bumpers, water features. We rent ready-mix concrete carts and crushing equipment. Our construction supply store in Rio Rancho is open. We sell Marshalltown concrete tools, curing compounds, a full line of products by WR Meadows, brick form decorative concrete products, rebar, wire, mesh, and we rent stamping materials for decorative concrete. Visit us at jprnm.com.
Are you interested in switching your house to solar? Give New Mexico Solar Group a call for a free consultation. Not only are they local, they pride themselves on giving you an honest and professional solar installation. You'll save money on your monthly electric bill, and you get to take advantage of the federal tax credit and the newly passed state tax credit. That's more money in your pocket. Call New Mexico Solar Group for a free consultation, 415-6172 or nmsolargroup.com.
Most dealership events include a well-scripted sales pitch. At Acura, we've got one too. It goes a little something like this. If you have any questions, come see us. The Summer of Performance event is here. Our dealers are ready, and with online options available, you can shop our best offers any way you choose. Don't miss it. Less talk, more drive.
Test drive your new Acura today at Montaño Acura, located just west of I-25 on Montaño. To those who love the grind, run with us on a John Deere Gator UV, because your daily routine may change, but the land stays the same. There's still ground to cover and a herd to keep in line. Out here, the work never stops. So keep going on a Gator UV with the power to forge ahead. Nothing runs like a deer. Search John Deere Gator for more.
Visit Desert Greens Equipment in Albuquerque or New Mexico Tractor Sales in Berlin and find us online at desertgreensequipment.com.
Hey Albuquerque, this is Denny Hamlin, driver number 11 FedEx Express Toyota with Joe Gibbs Racing. You are listening to New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team.
The pit stop is over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on Facebook and at nmmotorsportsreport.com. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, Albuquerque Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Swope Real Estate. Here is David.
All right. Welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. And, hey, just a shout-out to Lauren Healy. She's a Farmington local pro rock racer, competing in the King of the Hammers this weekend. And of course, good luck to all the New Mexico racers out there. And of course, I'm sure that our buddy Will Epps, with Maverick, Auto Fabrication is out there. I mean, he builds some like ridiculous looking, off-road vehicles, but, talk about great products and you want great performance and stuff. Joining us now is Ed Fennell, with Z-Max. How you doing this morning, man?
Good, man. How are you guys doing?
We're doing fantastic, because anytime we can get up and talk about racing, we can talk about, you know, cars or anything like that, it starts the day off right, man. What's it like to get up every day and work for a company that their whole goal is providing great products and helping racers do the thing that they love?
Oh, man, well, I'm really fortunate. I work for a great company. We're owned by Speedway Motorsports Incorporated, which is owned by Bruton Smith, you know, and he has really great facilities. For us to be able to go out and provide these kind of products for the grassroots racers that come to our tracks and race, you know, you got the pros that come there when you have the NHRA come and run, but also, you know, when those guys come and run, there's also 400 white trailers out there, you know, and that's really what keeps the grassroots motorsports growing.
Yeah, and so is there any added pressure? I mean, you're right there with them. I mean, they are testing your products in ways that you could not imagine. When you think about NHRA, I mean, you're talking like 3, 4, 5 seconds, 6 seconds in order to test your product, like right there. I mean, is there any added pressure just being that close to the people that are actually putting your products to the test?
Yeah, of course there is. You know, it's always a little bit of a pressure biter, especially, you know, if something goes wrong. You know, you're always wondering, hey, was, you know, it in the engine or was it something else? And 9 times out of 10, you know, there's a lot of things that go into these cars. It can be simple things that break. But no, there's always added pressure. But it's always good to get the calls like last night, you know, 8:45 at night, I get a call from Roy Hill. He was down there with James Finch, whose son is racing over at Five Flags in Pensacola, and they were out there doing testing, to call me up and say, hey, man, we picked up by switching to your oil. So, you know, things like that always make you feel good. You get to work with great engine builders, hear what these guys have going on, to see where you've helped them with their engines, and especially when they come back from teardowns, you know, working with a guy like Gary Stanton, who calls me up and says, hey, you know what, Sunshine brought his car in here and had 35 nights of racing on it, pulled it apart. All the thing I had to do was change the springs in it. I put that thing back together and send it back out the door.
Well,
so that doesn't make me feel good.
Oh, absolutely. And, of course, you know, it's one thing to be able to provide, you know, a top-line product to a professional. But to be able to make a difference to the weekend warriors, your local grassroots racing, there's got to be a ton of satisfaction in that.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, be able to give these guys that are racing on Saturday night, you know, they're low-budget teams. Most of them mom and dad going out there supporting these kids that are out there running, and be able to help them out and give them the same kind of product that the pros are running, you know, at the top level, to give them that same product down to the grassroots level, whether it's down to racing, even go-karts, you know, and keeping it cost affordable for them. And we're fortunate that we do have some great resources, put a lot of time and energy into this program when I got here to go ahead and develop it. We spent a good year and a half doing nothing but R&D before we ever released this product out there into the world of racing. So to be able to give that back to those guys is always a good feeling.
Well, you know what's amazing with what you just said is how do you offset the cost of R&D and yet be able to keep your products so affordable? I just immediately think of, you know, drugs. And I don't mean the drugs, you know, that you're thinking. I'm talking about prescription drugs, right? They pack the cost of the R&D back into the prescriptions that doctors are writing. You guys are able to somehow absorb that cost of R&D and keep the products affordable to the everyday racer. How do you guys do that?
Yeah, it's the cost of doing business. You know, we know when we started up this thing, when I got the Z-Max, you know, they had their microlubricant program product that's been out in the market since the mid-90s. They come in here with the start from scratch when I got here with the race and all, but it's, you know, it's the knowledge I was able to bring from my past life with Joe Gibbs Racing. I worked on the Joe Gibbs Driven Race and Oil program when that product launched. Left and went to Valvoline for a short period, and then came over here is kind of where I really found my footing to go ahead and develop these products. But, you know, it's, like I said, it's kind of the cost of doing business. We knew what we were going to do, what we wanted to build, sketch it out on paper, reach out to the right resources, work with a lot of really great people out there in the additive industry. Work with a great engine builder here. His name is Dennis Bourne, who owns a company called Pro Motors. He provides engines to NASCAR teams all the way down to, you know, Trans Am. The right people around you, having the right resources is kind of how we get there.
Well, that's fantastic. Plus your alliance, you know, with Speedway Motorsports. How did that kind of come together?
Well, it was Matt Long, who actually is one of the VPs in sales there, is a good friend of mine, and he was kind of talking to me a little bit about what they had going on, and said, hey, there's an opportunity to come here and do this. And the Smiths, this is something Smiths kind of really wanted to go out there and make happen. So to be able to reach out, exactly, to the grassroots guy that's been coming to their track to provide products in their hands, you know, with the Z-Max label on it, it was good for them. And that's kind of what they wanted to do, a little bit of giving back to the grassroots guys that support them. And it's pretty fantastic, you know, especially when my office is located at the Z-Max driveway and our conference room actually sits on the starting line for the four wides. So that's kind of where everything kind of came together, right there in that room.
Well, that's fantastic. How would somebody that's listening get the Z-Max products? I mean, on the shelves at NAPA, or do you have to order them online?
No, see, the Z-Max race products are actually, they're all non-API. These are full-on race products, so you cannot run these in your passenger car. They're high zinc, high phosphate products. So you'd have to go to www.zmax.com, and you can find one of our dealers. There's speed shops, engine builders across the USA and actually into Canada now as well, and just going to be in Australia here within the next couple months.
Well, that's fantastic. So, I think that one of the keys in getting through a business surviving, getting through even, say, COVID, is just to have a diversification. You guys have even diversified into firearms. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we did. It's something that we've been working on for a little while, put it out there into the market. But yeah, the firearm stuff is pretty good. We have a 2-pack liquid, works really good, cuts through the carbon in the firearms. And you got to think about the firearms. It's just like your race engine or your passenger car engine. You got to keep it lubricated. Those things heat up just like your engine does, and you got to have some sort of lubrication in there. Otherwise you're going to have a misfire and it's going to lock up. That's something I have been talking to a group of the guys with. There's a bunch of ex-military, special forces guys that are out there that have kind of attached themselves onto our products and been running with it. And that's another thing, you know, the product is, it's affordable and it works really well, you know.
It's just like my doctor telling me I need to drink more water and less coffee and caffeine, right? You know, you got to keep things flowing in order to get it right. Hey, Ed, thank you so much for joining the show. Once again, how would people reach out to you? How would they be able to get more involved with Z-Max?
with ZMAX. You can reach out to us, whether it's on social media, on Instagram, Facebook, or even Twitter, or just, like you said, go to our website, www.zmax.com, and hit the contact us, and we'll reach out to you. If you have any kind of technical questions, I'm usually the one that will be the one reaching out to you directly, so feel free to always reach out, and we'll go from there.
Well, we want to invite the listeners, and we want to thank you for having some products that we could do a little giveaway on the Couch Potato Car Show coming up on Tuesday. We got that international reach there. And, of course, it's because all of us car guys were stuck on the couch. This is a good way to look at some cars. We've had race cars win, including the 2020 champion, Best of Show for the Year, was a Nitro Funny Car. So we really got a diverse crowd. So, Ed, thank you so much for coming on this morning, and I look forward to working with you closely over 2021.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you for having me. You guys have a great weekend.
Awesome. So that's Ed Fennell with ZMAX, and a great interview. Hope everybody learned something. On the other side, we're going to get back to talking some more road racing. We're going to go out to Las Vegas and catch up with Spencer Hill, see what's up with Spencer. You've been listening with the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio.
101.7, The Team.
Hey Albuquerque, this is Bubba Wallace, driver of the number 43 Camaro ZL1 for Richard Petty Motorsports. You're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report with David Swope on ESPN Radio, 101.7, The Team.
Team Talk on 101.7 The Team.
He's such a big factor. Here's my prediction. I'm not Rafael Esparza, but I did stay in a Holiday Inn Express last night. Is if Richard Washington doesn't play for San Jose State, that team that beat the Lobos by 12, I think will get run out of the gym, even by Air Force. Out of the health.
Run out of the fitness center.
Team Talk, weekdays at 4 on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team.
We are all looking for significance, and we all want to make our life matter. We want to be a part of something bigger than ourselves and change the lives of those around us. What better way to do that than to join us for life-changing services at Legacy Church? At Legacy Church, we're giving back to the community and bringing hope to those in need. We invite you to join us at Legacy Church. With 4 locations to choose from, there is a campus near you. Visit LegacyChurch.com for service times.
Hi, I'm Ben Lucero, president and owner of Indigo Mortgage, and proud to be your most trusted, locally owned and operated mortgage company. For years, you've heard me encourage you to shop your mortgage around. Well, the CFPB, which is the governing body for all financial institutions, completed a nationwide survey and concluded that 70% of borrowers did not shop their mortgage. And because of this, they overpaid in fees to the tune of $30 billion. The worst part is, the survey only looked at fees and not what a higher rate would cost over the life of the mortgage. Never assume your lender is offering you the best deal, and remember that big banks and big internet lenders are the worst offenders, no matter if they mention how highly ranked they are. Don't overpay in fees, and don't take a higher rate than what you deserve. Shop around and be sure to include your local trusted lender, Indigo Mortgage. Call 836-5700, that's 836-5700. Indigo Mortgage, because nobody cares more about your mortgage loan. NMLS 188-348.
A lot of people still want a new hot tub for exercise and family fun while at home. So Dreamstyle Remodeling's cutting the price by $1,200 on special order Cal spas and jacuzzi hot tubs. $1,500 on the Cal swim spa, including delivery and setup. Come see the sizes and choices while Cal spas and jacuzzi hot tubs are marked down $1,200. Easy financing, too, at Dreamstyle Remodeling, 1460 Renaissance, across from Sam's Club.
Dear Winter, we're not scared of you, because almost nothing can stand in the way of a new 2021 Toyota. When you say stay home under a blanket, we come out to play. People say you're ice cold, but our lineup at Toyota is red hot. See you in the snow, Toyota. Right now, get $1,250 cash back on a new 2021 Highlander. Toyota, let's go places.
Cash back from Toyota Motor Sales USA Inc. varies by region. See dealer for details. Offer ends February 1st, 2021.
Hi,
this is Al Unser, four-time winner of the Indy 500. You've been listening to David Slope of the New Mexico Motorsport Report on ESPN Radio 101.7, The Team.
The pit stop is over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on Facebook and at nmmotorsportsreport.com. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, Albuquerque Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Swope Real Estate. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7, The Team. And I can already hear it now, RJ. Okay, all the complaints about road racing, right? Yo, this is a dirt track show. This is a circle track show, right? Okay, you're looking at me like, what are you talking about? Well, you know me. I'm starting it. Okay, I'm ready to start it. And of course, we all know, you know, my background was in road racing. I've already heard this complaint because when I was running Sandia Speedway, that's what it was. It was like, why is the road racing guy in here trying to run a circle track? I would like it noted for the record that me and Robert Shea, now Robert Shea, of course, comes with a dirt background. We're instrumental in building the dirt track at Sandia Speedway. So, you know, everybody can get off my back about that. But NASCAR is now got one third of their races are road course races. Okay? So, on location, out in Las Vegas, which I don't know if he's got a drink in his hand or not, but it is only what, almost 8 a.m. out there? So a little early. Spencer, what in the world? I haven't been drinking. You know, hey, Spencer, how you doing, man?
Are you drinking or am I drinking?
What the heck? I don't know what the heck's going on, but, man, I mean, the NASCAR's got a lot of road racing coming on. Yeah, I'm drinking. Yeah, you don't know what's in that coffee. RJ just showed my coffee on Facebook Live. But anyway, there's nothing in the coffee. But tell us what you're up to this weekend, bro.
We're having some fun out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, Dave. We're doing some Legends racing. I'm down here actually doing spotting this weekend for Jason Irwin Racing. We got three cars down here. Kenna Mitchell from California. We have Gary Wagner from Washington. And then our old friend DG, Brian Grandin from Albuquerque, New Mexico. All out here representing Jason Irwin Racing, having some fun out here at Speed Vegas. It's a new racetrack for these guys out here. And it's been a really exciting time. The series is called the Silver State Series. It's a really prestigious road course legend series that runs every winter here in Las Vegas, usually over at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway grounds. But because of COVID-19, we had to get creative. So luckily, Speed Vegas, they were kind enough to let us use their facility. So that's where we're parked right now, man.
Hey, so talk a little bit about Legends cars, a little bit about Legends racing, because it is one type of racing that the car is so flexible, so easy to change and alter, that you can road race these cars, you can circle track these cars, you can even circle track dirt these cars. Talk a little bit about, for the listeners, what a legend car is for those that maybe don't know.
Yeah, and I, you know, funny enough, I have Dustin Tilbury right next to me too, who is gonna get started racing Legends again. And he'd probably be a great one to talk to about that as well. But these are fun little machines, Dustin. They're small motors. Right now they're running a new motor. It's called the FZ09, which is actually a three-cylinder engine, right?
Correct. Yeah, these are this new motor program they have went from the 1250 to the Z09s. A lot better package overall. Water cool. Keeps them cooler. Keeps the power in them and less maintenance overall.
So, Dusty, hey, thank you so much for joining the Couch Potato on Tuesday, and your new career in painting helmets. So I want to give you a shout out for that. You got to tune in. We're going to have Dusty there. He's going to talk about it. But I got to ask you, three cylinders. Does that? I mean, because a lot of times you think about, you know, like V8s, or you know, that they're kind of opposing. Is that a straight line? I mean, is the three cylinders in one line?
It's an inline three-cylinder. They still put out quite a bit of power considering the car's pretty light, only at 1,200 pounds. You know, putting it in perspective to a V8, you know, with a V8, usually at a car with 23, 24, 2,500 pounds. So, I mean, horsepower-to-weight ratio, it's a pretty good piece in these cars.
So what's the displacement on something like that? Are you in the 1,200 cc's, 900 cc?
I believe these new ones are about 1100cc, where the old ones were 1250 and 1200.
Man, that's a bunch of crank. I mean, that's pretty cool. Talk a little bit about, you know, being able to take one vehicle and run circle track or run road racing. How much time would it take to convert a car from a circle track event to a road racing event?
You know, the biggest thing is there's a lot of maintenance involved. There's a lot of switchover. We got Jason here that can do a little bit more talking about the switchovers on the cars.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm doing a good job.
Dude!
I'm catching interviews from everybody.
This is incredible, man. Yeah, I mean, if we can get Jason on, that's great. If not, we can definitely keep talking about other stuff.
I got Jason right here, and he can kind of talk a little bit more about how we're able to cross these cars over from oval to road course racing. Really versatile vehicles, right, Jason?
Yeah, they are. They do oval, road course, dirt. We're out here this weekend at Speed Vegas with the road course setup, so we're set up to turn right and left. This unique course is a lot of back and forth, right and left. So we're set up super neutral, makes it come down a lot to driver rather than car, so it's really cool. And got a really long front straightaway. The cars top out about halfway down, so it creates a big draft. 7, 8, 9 car lengths back, you can suck up and pass people getting into turn one. So it creates some really exciting racing.
So let me ask you. I mean, you grew up racing with Alex Bowman. How is Alex Bowman as a road course racer?
I never ran against him in road course, but okay. I can see that you know, on TV he does pretty well on road course. I know a lot of those Hendrick guys train out at Spring Mountain and do some driver instruction and training with the professional road course racers out there, and I'm sure that's helped their program quite a bit. So I think if he hopped in a Legend, he'd be pretty sporty.
How about Chase Elliott? I mean, Chase Elliott is now like a road course specialist, but he's run really good on some ovals as well. How did he get that, you know, all of a sudden be tagged as like some sort of road racing pro?
I mean, I just think it kind of comes down to experience. You know, it took him a couple years, but once he seemed to kind of figure it out, he seems to almost have an edge over everybody now at the road courses. And it's just a different style of driving. Ovals a lot more, get in a rhythm. Where road course, I feel like you're just hustling the car every corner trying to get all you can get out of it. So just a little different driving style, and I think kind of the road course more fits his. Like, you need to hustle, you need to attack every corner rather than be super smooth, be in a rhythm every lap.
Awesome. Well, we'll toss this back to Spencer. I got a question for him.
What's up, man?
Okay, hey, dude. So we just had Z-Max on, and you talked about, Dusty talked about maintenance. How important is it to have a specific racing product like Z-Max oil to help you in the ongoing life and maintenance of a vehicle?
Well, it really is pivotal. Whether you're doing legend car racing like this or sprint car racing, micro sprints like I do back home, being consistent with your program when it comes to maintenance, oil, fluids, even down to the little stuff, it really does. It makes a huge difference. And that's the thing that makes a fast race team versus a race team that just shows up to run. And lucky for me, Z-Max has joined on board of Spencer Hill Racing this year, and it's made a huge difference for me. And I'm really excited that you were able to have Ed on earlier today. That was a great interview. Awesome insight too down there. Just hearing all the different things that goes on at the grassroots level that might get skipped over by some of these big companies. But Z-Max is different. They really do like to give back to the racing community because it all starts at the grassroots level.
Awesome. Hey, Spencer, you guys have a good weekend out there, and look forward to having you back in the studio next weekend. All right. That was Spencer Hill. Looks like they were at the track. We'll have him on next weekend, of course. Great how he got Dusty in there and Justin. So apparently he must have filled him up with some coffee and given him some food or something. As a matter of fact, I bet you that's what it was. I bet you he had food right there, and he attracted them over with the food.
I don't think they went to sleep last night.
Or that. All right. Well, hey, it's another New Mexico Motorsports in the book. Thank you, RJ. Thank you, Kelly. We'll have another show next week. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio.
101.7, The Team.
Thank you for listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Your Wood Performance, Albuquerque Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Swope Real Estate here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Join us daily at nmmotorsportsreport.com and become part of the community. Tune in next week where your host David Swope will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national scene, whether it's got two wheels or four wheels, pavement and off-road racing, or park and shine. If you're into it, we are into it.
Hello, New Mexico. It's Zuba Mahenty, and you're listening to ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team, KQTM-FM, Rio Rancho, Albuquerque.